The Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar opens tomorrow, Wednesday, July 10th, in the Empty Theater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. James Peck, chair of the theater department and director of Jesus Christ Superstar, remembers the best rock concert he ever attended. It was one of the most quote-unquote ritualistic theater experiences I've ever had. It had that seize your body, wash over you aspect of rock and roll, that feeling that you're part of something larger than you, that aspect of ritual. In a way that a really great rock concert makes you feel that you're part of something big and cosmic, I think a great production of this show should work the crowd into a sort of oceanic sense of being in touch with something in the universe. This summer marks not only the Muhlenberg premiere of Superstar, but also the return of former Muhlenberg dance professor Charles O. Anderson. Anderson returns from Austin, Texas, where he teaches dance at the University of Texas at Austin. Ken Butler serves as musical director. Director of Jesus Christ Superstar, James Peck.
It's a great story of how the piece came to be, which I learned from Ken Butler, who's our music director. Initially, it was Rice and Weber. They just cut a single. They cut the Superstar single that Judas sings at the end of the show. Then they released it, hoping that it would catch hold, and that from that they would get the money to be able to do the rest of the project. And it turned out to be a huge international hit, and it allowed them to sit in a room and write the rest of the piece. It was initially construed as a song cycle, as an album, and then later comes the stage show. But as you say, it really inaugurated a new form, combining the lean, mean, driving sound of rock and roll, drawing on both rock and R&B and funk, but also picking up this epic, mythic story that aims to open up a really big picture, huge emotions, huge political themes, and religious and spiritual themes in the way that grand opera does.
It seems like it was a case of right place at the right time. They captured the zeitgeist of the time, the great questioning of young people, which was their base audience.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple things about what you're saying that really ring true to me. One is, one of the founding metaphors of the story is Jesus as rock star. In the same way that those kind of hugely charismatic celebrities pull together a community, and in the way that a fantastic rock show, it does lift you out of yourself and put you in touch with something that's kind of oceanic, cosmic, on a very, very large scale. I think about the most recent U2 concert that I was at. They're the band that's better at doing it right now than anyone else, and I think this piece has that sweep and grandeur. It's a moment of the 70s and a kind of end of faith in certain kinds of mythologies of Western civilization. And I think of the piece as both deeply religious piece and as deeply skeptical about religion in the import of accessing what we could call the divine and trying to live a life that responds to the bounty of God. And at the same time, it's really skeptical about the way that sometimes religion causes people to lose track of their way or to give their lives over to a system of authority in a kind of unthinking way. And I think that that tension is one that I certainly recognize in myself as somebody who is a religious person and has a religious practice, and also at all times doesn't sit easily or in an unthinking way inside that religious practice. And I think a lot of people experience that push and pull, whether they would count themselves as believers or not. And the piece sort of meets in the middle in a way that I think is very much of our moment.
That's a great Gnostic undertone, too, which I'm particularly enamored of. And that, of course, is really brought to a head with Mary's song, I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is so innovative and fantastic about the piece that your evocation of Gnosticism evokes for me is that it really is interested in giving Judas a moment to articulate his point of view. In Jesus Christ Superstar, we very much get Jesus as a human who has limits and flaws and is struggling to stay attached to this mission that he thinks he's been sent on. What isn't in the canonical texts is the sense of Judas as a complicated and flawed human who is actually struggling to do the right thing. If you think of Jesus and Judas as Manichaean oppositions, the embodiment of good and the embodiment of evil, Jesus as exemplar and Judas as a kind of cautionary tale, but they meet very much in the middle. That sense of them as two humans on this path that's bigger than both of them is very moving to me.
Department of Theater Chair and Director of Jesus Christ Superstar, James Peck. Jesus Christ Superstar runs the 10th through the 28th of July, Wednesday through Sunday, on the Emphy Theater stage in the Truxer Pavilion for Theater and Dance on the Muhlenberg College campus. For more information, the box office number for Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater is 484-664-3333. More information is also available at muhlenberg.edu/smt. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.